Welcome back. Raising a glass of bubbly to bring in the new year is a long-standing tradition for many, but that might be harder to do this year because of supply chain problems that are facing everybody. And here to explain why and offer up some tempting alternatives is Cindy Running. She is a wine, travel, and lifestyle writer. Cindy, great to talk with you here today. And let's begin with the big news, all these surging COVID infections with the Omicron variant. We've seen supply chain problems. Labor shortages, how is this affecting you and your business?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm not going to be flying to Champagne for New Year's Eve, but I do have plenty of alternatives. But just to put everything in perspective, because of COVID, the wine market and the champagne market has fluctuated due to the restaurants, hospitality venues, in-person events closing. And according to recent data from the Champagne Bureau, which is their trade organization, almost 20 million bottles of champagne were shipped to the U.S. in 2020, but it's an 18.8% decrease from 2019. So the U.S. is champagne's number one importer, and these importers then had to pivot and figure out what to order months in advance since the delivery is taking, you know, 2 to 3 times longer. And that's where these supply chain issues come in. The shortage of truck drivers in France to take the wines to the port. Shortage of truck drivers in the United States that are bringing the wines to retail shops, port delays, shortage of boxes for the wines, labels, even the crowns on top of the champagne bottles. I mean, the cage. It's a real problem here. But the good news is by the end of 2020, the demand began to spike and the sales did too. And although the consumption data for 2021 hasn't been released yet, it looked like the demand for champagne is starting to reflect the levels of 2019. And that's great. But, Jared, now there is a supply-demand issue. So much demand and not enough supply. So
let's talk about
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Well,
I was going to ask you,
Okay.
I'm just going to take it from here so we don't dance too much. But I know that you're looking at some alternatives here, and I just want to kind of take a trip around the world. I know you're looking at one bottle from Veneto, Italy, and this is a Prosecco. Many people say, well, it's kind of like champagne.
But Prosecco is fast.
Can you just...
Yeah, this Prosecco is great. It's Zardetto. In fact, all the wines today can be purchased at wine.com. This is Zardetto Prosecco Brut from Veneto, like you mentioned. It's really vibrant. It's beautiful. It can be an aperitif before your dinner, a good New Year's Day brunch wine. Really, it's a little bit off dry, which is that a lot of people like that touch of sweet. But what I love are these labels. You can peel off the label and it has an Italian phrase inside. This one says, "This party rocks." So this is a perfect alternative to champagne. It's readily available. And affordable too. So,
you said the magic word affordable, and I'm looking at another one of your selections from northeastern Spain. Looks kind of affordable too.
It is. It's $13. It's Los Dos Cava Brut. It's crisp and sparkling, and it's got the classic grapes from the region, Macabeo, Sereo, and Parellada. And this is made in the champagne style, which is the second fermentation is in the bottle. The Prosecco is made in the Charmat method, a different method, second fermentation in a tank. But this, if you're going to look for something that's very, you know, similar made to champagne, try Cava. This is a great one. I love the label. It's really festive. It's Los Dos is Spanish for both or two. And these are two dancers, green apple and pear, dried nuts, freshly baked bread. It's delicious.
All right.
Then we have another one. From Lambrusco.
And I haven't really heard
of this
particular
group. This is from Emilia-Romagna in Italy.
Yeah, and I see that we're keeping this under $20 as well.
Absolutely. This is 19. This is a fourth generation family-owned and operated winery. And it's fresh, bright red berry fruit and juicy minerality. You know, Lambrusco is different from 30 years ago. They're ramping up the style and the quality. So this is a really lovely, lovely wine to just have, you know, you can do Italian foods, Asian foods, Mexican foods, anything you want with this wine.
All right, we got time for one more. I want to ask you about New Year's plans, because some of us don't have them yet, some of us do. What should we be looking out for?
Oh, I think that you should do what you feel most comfortable with. If you want to stay at home, that's perfect. If you want to go out, just mind the protocols, do your research ahead of time. But I think in the new year, I think going to a wine country near you would be perfect. You're not going to fly to Champagne, but you can go to a nearby wine country. In New York, Finger Lakes or Hudson Valley. Maybe in the South, you can go to Virginia wine country or Texas Hill country. In California, maybe think a little bit out of the box and go to Paso Robles, which is right between LA and San Francisco, or Temecula or Santa Barbara. There are lots of places to go.
Yeah, it sounds that way. And my mouth is kind of watering here just thinking of all the festivities. Really appreciate you stopping by and for that lovely presentation. Cindy Reining, wine, travel, and lifestyle writer.